BPod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Lots of sunshine today. High 31. It's going to feel a lot better than yesterday. That was insanely cold for a December day, don't you think?
Oh, like any exposed skin. Yeah. Like,
did you expose any? I mean, what are you doing?
I saw a girl in Boston. I was walking, and I had two coats on, a hat, scarf, mittens, the whole bit.
Yeah.
And she was wearing an open coat. And sandals.
No way.
Yes.
That's insane.
Even the I was waiting inside the hotel to get a cab.
Yeah.
And even the doorman, like, rolled his eyes.
Sandals? And they've seen it all.
Yeah, I know.
Did she just get off a plane?
What?
Did she just get off a plane?
I don't know what it was, but I was like, what's happening? I saw another girl with, like, sneakers on and no socks and, like, little ankle pants.
I saw a lot of pajamas yesterday. We went to the mall.
Oh,
and
God, it was pajama day at my kids'
girls
school.
Was that what it was? Everyone's wearing pajamas.
They wear pajamas and slippers. Like, it's the end of days.
It really is.
I
we
just
can't even get
nuts.
Dressed
I'm
anymore.
Like, just one thing. Ugh.
Hey,
get
I need
dressed.
I need now. That's all we're asking, to take the pajamas off. I need to. I have my wife Carolyn gave me an assignment today, and I need some help. Every Christmas for years, as long as we can remember, we'd wake up Christmas Day and the kids would have Cinnabons.
Oh, yeah, okay.
From the Cinnabon store. So there are two Cinnabons that I know of in the area. One is in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay.
The other is in Marlboro.
And there's one in Braintree at the plaza.
There is?
Yeah, I think so. I always smell it. Maybe it's Auntie Annie's. I think there's a Cinnabon.
I don't want to go to Braintree for Auntie Annie's.
Did you use the Google machine?
Well, I did the nearest to me. And it showed Marlboro or Braintree. I mean, or Manchester. So I need an 8-pack. If anybody knows where there's a Cinnabon, please be at the
airport. Can you order it online?
Not for Christmas Day.
Oh, man.
You think I can? If anybody knows, 888-410-1057. That's my mission. I know. You're thinking to yourself, does he need a Cinnabon?
Yes.
They're not for me.
No, there's only one. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
You're going to have to get some Pillsbury and make them yourself.
No. Does anybody need anything in Manchester?
Oh, no.
Okay. No, nobody needs anything.
No, I do not.
Sorry, Manchester.
Wow.
Okay. Phone not ringing. Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe that.
That's it. There's only
swear
two
I
places.
I smelled them. And Braintree.
You wanted to smell them.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
5:48. Well,
the ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what's cool?
I'm going to teach you how to order a Star Wars theme coffee at Starbucks on their secret menu.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Why'd they have secret menu? Okay. That's coming up. Brian Bell, what do you got?
Well, Bob's looking forward to that.
Yeah, really? Jeez. Yuck my yum.
I know a secret.
Okay.
Yeah. Starbucks. All right, Brian, what do you got?
I got a local guy who's doing great stuff, and he actually made it on the Today Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Today?
No, yesterday.
Oh, okay. Dang. I hate that. All right. And I'm going to tell you almost the exact time to the minute when you are sick of people for the
really?
Holidays.
Yep. Oh, that's so cheery, Bob.
Well, okay.
At least, yeah, my
right.
secret menu.
Chewbacca Frappuccino face. No, I'm kidding. All right. Wait a minute. This is sponsored. People pay money to have us talk about.
Oh, that's right.
Sponsored by McDonald's, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Thrilled to be talking about Starbucks. This holiday, unwrap something sweet and savory. Introducing McDonald's new Snickerdoodle McFlurry and bacon barbecue burger made with crispy applewood smoked bacon, tangy barbecue sauce. It's an easy, delicious dinner so you can savor the season for a limited time at participating McDonald's, and they don't want to make it a secret. Go for it.
Okay. If you want your Frappuccino to look like Chewbacca, here's what you need to do. And it really does, actually.
As long as it
the color
like
scheme.
Okay.
It's called a Chewbacca Frappuccino. It's off the Starbucks secret menu. First, you get a mocha cookie crumble Frappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for caramel?
Yeah, caramel.
Drizzle added
caramel
to the cup.
Caramel or is it caram?
Oh, my God. That's really good.
That's pretty good, Brian.
Then get whipped cream and cookie crumbles added to the top. And the result is a frappuccino that kind of looks like Chewbacca's fur. And it tastes like coffee, chocolate, caramel, and Oreos.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And everyone in line behind you hates you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Oh,
they probably hate you anyway.
What are you ordering? God.
Oh, coffee.
Everybody.
All right, Brian.
All right. Hey, shout out to the soup man, Peter Kelleher. He's a good guy. If you're down on the South Shore, you always see his big red bus. Support the soup man. And what he does, he's got... feeds the homeless. He's got hot soup, warm clothes. He even has these portable shower uh-huh. units that he brings around for the homeless to clean up. And, you know, this guy is amazing.
Yep.
Al Roker was in town last week interviewing Peter, and I will post the clip. He did the whole interview on the Today Show.
That's
it's
great.
Up at WROR.com. That's and if awesome. You want to check out and support Peter, because he's doing great stuff, even in this cold. He was out yesterday, out feeding the homeless soup out of his bus.
Yep.
Go to supportthesupman.com. He's a great guy.
Man, that is a great guy.
That's really
I mean,
nice.
It was 15 yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when people are out there, and hot soup, I'm sure, was very welcome. Finally, we finally hit our limit with our family for all the holidays. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jeez.
The good news is it's after Christmas.
Yep.
It is the day after Christmas at 2:13 p.m. That's it. You're done. At some point over Christmas, you're going to hit the point where you're just done with the family. And that's just when you volunteer to make a run to the grocery store, or like I'm doing, I'm going to get the Cinnabons.
Right.
Today. You want to know the number one reason people are over their family by December 26?
Why?
Criticism for being single or your relationship choices being questioned.
Really?
Yep.
People need to mind their own business.
Don't they? Family?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
You just got to go in with like an idea of, like, if they ask you about your relationship status, just get really creative and awkward and
That's
tell
it.
Them some weird story. Like,
I'm only dating penguins now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's a fetish. Whatever.
Look at your watch. 2:13 on Christmas, the day after Christmas. You
right.
are done. That's why we all go to the mall on the day after Christmas, right?
Yes. All those sales.
There you go. And you're really over people at that point. Okay. Good enough. All right. Hey, Bob Marley is, he's the original man for me. Let's be real. He's going to be on the phone in a few minutes. He's calling in. He's got a couple of shows. He is doing, it's an amazing night of three shows, two different places. So Bob will be checking in with us, give us his spin on Christmas. It's always fun, right, with Bob Marley. So that'll be coming up after a little.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We've been looking forward to this call. One of the not Jacob Marley. I know, you're excited.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to him.
No, you don't want to talk to him. We're going to talk to Bob Marley, an original man from Maine. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my gosh, it's coming hot.
Yeah.
Bob Marley calling from, where are you, Bob? Are you up are you
in
Maine?
I'm in the cellar. I'm down in the cellar. Yeah, in Maine, down in the cellar. That's where my office is. I'm rolling high up here.
Wow. Nice.
Wow.
Yep,
office.
I've been down here. I'm strategizing what I'm going to do for shopping. I'm probably going to head over and pick up some Jean Nat over at Rite Aid for the bride.
Do they still have that?
Yep, they still got it. If you're one of the lucky ones that can find it, but I've got an inside edge. Because everything's online now. My wife is on the computer all day shopping. She got blisters on her fingers and carpal tunnel and yelling at me, Bob, bring me some snacks and a bucket. I got to pee. I got a promo code I don't want to lose. It's been cold last couple days up here.
Brutal.
Yeah.
It hit. How's it up in Maine?
Well, I got the first, and I get many of these during the year, and I don't know if you guys do in the winter, get the cracks on your fingers. You know, in the corner up by your nail, you get that, oh my gosh, that'll take you down. You just tap it on something, and you're like, oh, I can't do it. It's my amazing. Wife's like, you need bag bomb, Bob. You need bag bomb.
Bag bomb. Yeah. Oh, my God.
What kind of name is that for hand cream, anyway? She goes, you need to dunk your hands in the bag bomb, Bob, and then put socks on them before you go to bed. I'm like, this is a bad place to live, I'm starting to think. I mean, I'm laying in bed with socks on my hands. I can't even use the remote control. I look like a seal. I'm like, this is not a great place to live.
No,
we had a snowstorm. We got maybe 5 or 6 inches a couple days ago, so I had to go out and strategize how to secure my mailbox for the town plow truck driver.
Oh, yeah, right.
He is good.
Did you put a target on it, Bob?
Oh, I had a 4x4 pressure-treated piece of wood down 3 feet with cement. I'm like, that's a strong element. This guy took it out first swipe. Like 40 feet into the woods, I was like, oh, my God. And then these people wonder why you know your taxes aren't paid on time. They're like, hey, where's your taxes? I'm like, well, the bill's 40 feet in the woods.
So true.
So you know what I resorted to this year? Yeah. I got the five. This is a famous New England move, the 5-gallon pickle bucket with the sand in it, and then you stick your mailbox in that and put it out by the road. When he knocks it into the woods, you go and grab it, put it right back where it was, go, I'm still in the game, buddy. Bring it on. And my mother called me yesterday because she's, you know, a mile and a half down the street. She lives at a place called the Irish Catholic Guilt Distribution Center.
Yeah.
He called me and said, well, the snowstorm's coming and you're getting my snow tires on, so you drop the ball on that. I'm like, okay, ice road trucker, where are you headed?
Yeah, right.
She hasn't been out in a storm in like 20 years. She's not going anywhere. Anytime there's a storm, she calls me 5 days out. I'm at Shaw's right now. Everything's gone to the bare walls, Bobby. You better get down here. Right. I just bought all the frozen corn they had in a pallet of maxi pads. So.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, I'm like, who are you, MacGyver?
God.
What's going on over here?
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I'm psyched, guys. I'm going to be over at the Wilbur on next Friday, a week from today.
Yeah, so you have two shows at the Wilbur. It's at 4 and 6:30 p.m.
And then you have an 8 o'clock show at the Chevalier in Medford. That's incredible.
Yeah, so I was getting a lot of Facebook messages going, hold a minute, Bob Marley.
Yeah.
How are you going to be in Medford at 8 and at the Wilbur at 6:30? What time's that show end? What's it, a 6:30 to 7 o'clock show, Bob?
Yeah.
I go, no, because we're going to be there. Every show runs an hour and a half, but we'll get off stage at 8 in Boston, and then the Medford show, that's a big, big room, so people get in late with parking and eating. And it won't start till 8:15 and we have an opening act. So I'll have plenty of time
Perfect.
To get over there.
You're the best, Bob.
Three big shows. It's all at bmarley.com or you can go to Bob Marley Comedy on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, that's
Thank
a great
you
Bob
guys.
Marley.
Have
Thanks.
A good one.
You too,
Bye-bye.
Bob. Oh, Merry fun. Christmas. Down in the Stella.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
LBF and Bright. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
She speaks of the pompatus of love. And she does dirty laundry. LBF.
Multitasking.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you've got a prize to give away after the dirty laundry.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
What do you got?
I got a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card that you can use for yourself or give to your mother-in-law.
Okay.
Okay.
I like my mother-in-law, maybe.
That's nice, yes. Yeah,
it would be nice.
Good. It's
a
nice
Bev would like that.
Okay, so lots going on. First, I want to give a shout-out to Jillian Fisher of West Bridgewater initially. She was Miss Vermont in the Miss America pageant last night, and she was the first Miss Vermont to make it to the top 15.
I'm confused. She's from where?
West Bridgewater, but she went to...
West Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Fine city.
But she had to go to Vermont to become Miss Vermont.
She went to college in Vermont.
Okay.
See? So there you go.
That makes her...
Vermont. Miss Vermont.
A green stater. Okay,
yes, exactly.
Good.
But really, great job. And you know what she did, Brian? You told me this. That she did a science experiment.
That's the girl who won.
The girl who won Miss Virginia did a science experiment. This is kind of good news for Miss America and me.
Yeah.
Because Miss Virginia did a science experiment for her talent.
Ah.
And I think that's kind of a nice twist.
Yeah. What did Vermont do?
I forget.
I didn't watch it because there's no swimsuit competition.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but it's
Brian Bell.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to shave their legs anymore, and that's the good news. Am I right?
What are we talking about?
With no more swimsuit. Huh?
Yes, that's true.
I mean, you're Vermont. You don't have to.
Well, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, it's just
going
You know, it's true.
Yeah.
You don't have to shave your legs if you don't want to.
No,
even if you were in a bathing suit.
In Vermont. Okay, good.
Okay,
good
all right. Just so you know, don't get me a razor for Christmas. Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy is hosting Saturday Night Live this Saturday night for the first time in 35 years. He is flying all of his 10 children in to watch it. The musical guest is Lizzo. This is going to be either a disaster or an amazing situation. So,
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
It's been there a long time. I mean, it's been a long time since he was there, right?
35 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he hasn't come back. 35 years.
Nope. Well, so this is it.
A lot of people don't go back to their place of work anyway.
You can go home again,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Madonna.
Well, I hope it's funny.
Madonna. She's dating a 25-year-old backup dancer, Amalik Williams,
mm-hmm.
and Wendy Williams. He sort of gave her a lot of crap about it. And
no relation. Okay.
She called Madonna an old lady who doesn't understand that it's okay to grow older gracefully. And now Madonna's calling her out because she thinks that Wendy Williams is ageist. And it's a sad and tiresome argument. And rather than tearing her down over her age, Madonna wishes Williams would support her fight against ageism. And I like how Madonna is fighting ageism by dating a 25-year-old.
Oh, that's true. It's okay when Madonna does it.
It sure is.
Yeah, it wasn't so good.
I embrace.
Who was doing it? Who was the guy?
Name all anybody. Of them. All of them.
No,
all
this,
of the guys.
This week you were talking about some guy
dating
who was
a fetus.
No, she wasn't a fetus. I think she was in her 20s.
Close enough.
You know. Who was it?
I
remember how
Dennis
old he
Quaid.
Was. Yeah, it was.
And then
well,
the
who
guy,
was it? The guy was 69.
Oh, that's right.
She's 42, so it's not as bad. But he left his wife of.
Oh, that
40.
Was
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
He's just a jerk.
Yeah,
and
but
the beast.
But it's
listen,
okay.
I embrace the fact that I'm a hypocrite when it comes to this.
Oh, okay,
thing.
Good okay. to know.
You know, just
mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I just think it's awesome. Go Madonna.
All right.
And that is it. Oh, by the
Unless
way,
you're Ron Perlman. Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Anthony lost his luxury yacht in Miami to a fire. It was $7 million. I didn't realize that Mark Anthony was that successful.
I know. No, his ex-wife was.
Yeah, right?
That
exactly.
Would be J-Lo.
J-Lo. Maybe she's paying him.
I wonder if he named the boat J-Lo.
Oh,
the ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Why should I be nervous? We're just two people going on a first date.
Do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested?
Gotta love it. All right. It is Friday. That means dating disasters. We always, we love to hear the, first date disasters that have taken place. We're always amazed that... You know, we just always end up with great, great stories.
I know.
But we make it worth your while to share. We have a $100 gift card to On the Border Mexican Grill and Cantina.
Yum.
They have good nachos?
I am sure of it.
Mm-hmm. I bet you are.
Hey, Bob, that I order
know,
nachos
you
a lot?
Love
well, you'd
nachos.
Be right.
That's right. That's why we love you. Okay, so today we're going for holiday disasters.
Yeah, the worst. Like, you know, it's this time of year. Maybe you brought the person home. Maybe, you know, just there's a lot of opportunity for bad things to happen.
Right, right. Maybe it was an office romance.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good. A holiday party.
Okay.
All right, so we'll start. Well, you're first. All right, what was your dating disaster?
Yes, it wasn't our first date, but we had only been dating for a very short period of time, and it was our first Christmas. And I got him a pair of socks, and he made a basket filled with all my favorite things.
wine and chocolate and gift cards, and I got him socks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Wow.
That's bad.
I'm still trying to make up for that. That was six years ago.
How many?
Are you still dating him?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
How many years ago was it?
Six.
Oh, okay. You married yet, or?
We are not married.
It was the socks.
Can't commit to a woman who buys socks for Christmas.
Yeah, I know. That's like year 10.
You jumped ahead. I still buy him socks every year.
Oh, that's sweet. It's tradition.
Oh, good. You haven't learned your lesson.
What's he get you these days?
He still continues to buy me the most amazing gifts. Exactly what I want.
Except the ring.
Wow.
No, I mean, but
maybe she doesn't want to get married.
Do you want to get married?
No.
Oh, okay.
We are very, very content just the way we are. Yeah. I have everything and more.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. And you're getting everything and him getting socks.
Socks. Sounds good.
Wow.
No, Doreen, thanks for sharing, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, appropriately named for the holidays, her name is Carol. All right, Carol.
Right?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, did you have first aid disaster took place during the holidays?
I did.
Okay.
Actually, it wasn't even meant to be a Christmas date. It was just a date with somebody that I had met online. Billy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, we had met over talking about the Red Sox and just whatever. Mm-hmm. We ended up meeting at a restaurant, and he came with a binder, like a full binder.
What?
And
is that Mitt Romney?
Opened it up.
A binder? Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah?
No, a binder, a black binder.
Yeah. Full of
so
what?
So he wanted to open it up and show me. And so he was showing me all the things that he had from the Red Sox and stuff. And just looks across me at the table at me and goes, ha ha.
What?
And I go, wow, did you just say ha ha?
Yeah.
So anyway, he proceeded to go through the binder and he had news clippings. When he was accused of stalking some woman that he met online.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But he brought the proof that he was acquitted and there was no problem.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, a little bit of money on the table and got up and walked out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That was it, right? That is crazy.
Scary. Did you turn white when that... I would have been like, okay, I got to get out of here.
No, I don't. I was trying to process if the ha-ha was a joke or not, but it definitely was not.
Weird.
Oh,
so, did he ever try to contact you again?
No.
Good, thank goodness. All right, Carol.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, that was a disaster. What are you doing these days, Carol?
I'm actually still single.
Well, happily compared with that.
Yeah, I know, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, well.
Frightening. All right, you guys. I love you guys. You guys are so funny.
Oh, thank you.
That made our day.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're going to call you Christmas Carol.
Oh, thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
There he goes.
Thanks, Carol.
Thanks.
She might, it's cute.
The Hallmark Channel Bob.
No. I'm in the mood. It's the holiday season.
Nice. It's the holidays.
Yeah, we're in the mood to give. We've just given away all kinds of great stuff today. Yeah. So it continues with our dating disasters. So if you got one, went around the holidays like we just heard from Carol.
Yes.
Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Share with us because we have a $100 gift card to On the Border, 888-410-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Bright. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's not you, it's me. It's what I'm going through.
Mike?
Nikki! Great! Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. Because I'd find you.
You know, we've had a one stalker story today. That
was
a
my
weird one.
That
earlier.
Was strange.
All right, so dating disaster happened around the holidays. Hey, Phil, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, let's hear your dating disaster. First of all, when did it take place?
Well, about 35 years ago when I was in high school, there was this girl, and I had a crush on her all the way through junior high and up to high school, and this was right at the end of my senior year. And I finally asked her out for a date, and her father was the assistant coach of the football team.
Oh, boy.
Now, I was never, like, athletic or anything like that. I was kind of a motorhead when I was going through high school, and he didn't particularly care for me too much. But he let us go out on a date. We were supposed to go get some burgers and see a movie, and she had to be home by exactly 11 o'clock. And so we went out. It was great. We had some burgers. Then she decided, well, we don't have to go to the movie. We'll go parking. So,
ooh, fun.
Went to my favorite parking spot. And, hey, it was a great night. I mean, I've really fallen for this girl. And so 11 o'clock comes around and rush her home, pull up out front. We're sitting in the car. You know, about a minute later, the front porch light comes on. Okay. Like, oh, my dad's up. You know, we have to, you know, so I walk her to the door. At night, she goes inside, and I start back down the sidewalk. And the door flies open, and her dad comes out. And this guy is like 6'4" muscle.
Mm-mm.
And he comes up to me. He puts his hand in the middle of my chest. You will not see my daughter again. You will not call her. You will not talk to her. You will never come by here again. You know, and this was in the days before cell phones or social media or anything like that. I had no idea what happened. And I just got in my car and left.
Oh, no.
Well, the next day in school, you know, I see her, and she says, oh, I came in, and the first thing my father noticed was my blouse was on inside out.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right.
That's amazing.
You're lucky to be alive,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah.
Your cousin made you a tackling dummy.
We never went out again, or...
Yeah. Now, you're lucky to be alive, Phil.
That's something.
That's amazing.
Happens.
That's a great story, Phil.
Right.
Thanks for sharing. Hope you're good these days, right?
Always check the tags.
Thanks, Phil.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
Let's say, all right. We do have a winner, though. It's good. Phil was a great story, but what Carol had to put up with was just incredible.
Frightening.
Yeah. A weird stalker, Sox fan, crazy.
With clippings and a binder.
That's really strange.
Carol.
Hey.
Hey, congratulations. I think you are first date disaster winner, and that goes one disaster with that guy.
So, hey, is that a winner, though?
Yep, you're the winner. He was a winner. You're a winner.
Yeah.
For folks who missed it, Carol went out with this guy that she met online. He shows up with a binder. He's a big Sox fan. And then he said something about being cleared of some, right?
Newspaper clippings of him being cleared of stalking a woman he met online.
So weird.
Yeah. Carol threw the money down and called it a night.
Thank God.
How about this? How about a $100 gift card to On the Border Mexican Grill and Cantina?
That is awesome. Thank you.
All right, Carol. Check out the menu. Find a location near you at ontheborder.com. All right. We called
awesome.
Her Christmas.
Thank you.
We call her Christmas, Carol. Just this week.
Yep.
Just this week.
All right,
Carol. I cannot. All right, you hang on, Carol. There you go.
You know, if I married her, she'd be the Carol of the Bells. But
she
anyway.
Would be. See, now it's
all right, now
it's
I'm,
contagious.
That's it. I'm shutting it down.
Just saying.
Carol of the
still
Bells.
Still single. I'm not.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not, my friend. You got Kate of the Bells.
Right.
All right, coming up.
What does the Queen eat for Christmas? What's a royal Christmas feast look like?
I can't wait to hear.
I bet you can.
All right.
Finally, he's
loves
like, what?
Hearing about food.
Now you finally got my attention with one of those dirty laundries.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Bry. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, it is 7:47. Here's LBF with Dirty Laundry.
What does the royal family eat for Christmas? I mean, it's actually not a simple operation. You'd think, like, I mean, I don't know, like, how big is that family?
And, yeah, it's huge, right?
I guess. And I don't know if Andrew's going to be going. Andrew might be off the list.
Yeah.
So Queen Elizabeth's former chef has revealed what it's like to prepare the menu.
Well, do you think it would be simple? They're the royals. It's the queen, for crying out loud.
I know, but don't you think that, like, they have to do all these, like, really, like, extravagant things that on Christmas would be, like, much more...
I feel like Downton Abbey, right?
Yeah, but...
Seems very formal.
They probably want to, like, go out and hunt their own grouse and then prepare it and, you know.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Yeah.
Well, do tell.
Okay. It's a military-like operation. Literally, the British military get involved. And preparations include, but are not limited to, two dozen 30-pound turkeys, roast potatoes, a boar's head, not just like boar's head, like,
not,
you know, cold cuts. Yeah. I'm like
you
an actual boar's head.
What are they doing with that?
I don't know. Jeez. I have to Google that.
Yeah, no. Mm. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I like their roast beef, but not this. Foie gras.
Foie gras.
That's yummy.
That's a lot.
Very fattening.
Duck
and
liver.
And Christmas puddings.
Oh, there you go.
All the palace staff get fed. That's where it gets to be
big. I bet there's some blood pudding in there.
Ew.
Ugh, is that sausage? Yeah. Right?
You know, figgy pudding?
Yeah,
Right now? Bring me some figgy pudding right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that the song?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding does not sound
good. The only pudding I like is butterscotch.
Ooh, I like underrated.
Underrated.
Underrated butterscotch.
So here we go.
Now, Lauren.
It's true. Yeah. Butterscotch is the best. Have you ever had butterscotch ice cream?
Oh, my God.
It's beyond.
Wow.
It's amazing.
You have it right after you have dinner at 4 o'clock?
Right.
Listen, sir.
Hey, she gave me Werther's.
I know. That's why I love Werther's.
Yeah.
That's what I would serve. Okay, so and the royal kids, they get, and the corgis, the kids and the corgis get their own menu.
Hmm. How delightful.
And the beef eaters have plenty of gin.
I know. What? Oh, right.
You mean the kids don't like boar's head?
I don't think they do. That would mess me up if I was a little kid and I sat down to a table and a boar's head
with
was
the fangs and
No,
not nice.
So anyway, that's what they're doing. Saturday night, what are you doing? Because you should be watching or at least DVRing Saturday Night Live because Eddie Murphy is going to be hosting for the first time in 35 years, and Lizzo is going to be the musical guest, and that's going to be crazy. I think
the kids say it's going to be lit.
Oh, God.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Kids. Kids say that.
When's the butterscotch get here?
I know, right? And a shout out to Jillian Fisher of West Bridgewater.
Yeah.
She was in the top 15 of last night's Miss America contest.
Great. Yeah.
She's the first Miss Vermont to make it to the top 15. So that's terrific.
Think about that.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Bry. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz, LBF, and Bry.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, joining us this day is Tara Westgate from Plymouth. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
All right, you have the day off today?
Yes.
That's good.
Oh,
and
lucky.
Are you going to do any shopping later? What are you doing?
Hopefully, doing some shopping.
With maybe $1,000, huh?
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Okay. Now, Tara, LBF has put together a fun Christmas Super Smart quiz. So we hope you know your Christmas, okay?
I hope so, too.
You get all 10 right, we'll give you $1,000. Now, if there's a question you're not sure of, say pass real fast. We'll get back to it if we have time. Tara, okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
What do we celebrate on December 25th?
Christmas.
In the TV special, what is Rudolph's girlfriend's name?
Pass.
Randy Quaid played what character in the Vacation movies?
Uncle Randy? No, oh my gosh, pass.
In the first Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
Paris.
What is Scrooge's first name?
Ebenezer.
What traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant?
Pass.
What well-known Christmas carol became the first song ever broadcast from space in 1965?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
In A Christmas Story, who gets their tongue stuck to the iced pole?
Ralphie.
In Elf, Santa's super sled engine was called what?
No idea. I'm sorry, pass.
'Twas the Night Before Christmas was originally published under what name?
Pass.
This was a tough one.
Oh my gosh, that was tough.
You need to know your Christmas. That was tough.
Yeah, we went like, you know, increasingly harder on the Christmas stuff.
Wow, I thought it was the season of giving.
I'm sorry.
Don't. She's no Grinch. Well, no.
Well, I feel bad, right. But you know what?
You got three rights.
Yes, but it was hard.
It was hard.
And you know, you have to really, really be into Christmas. You have to be like Buddy the Elf. And the TV special, Rudolph's girlfriend's name is Clarice.
Clarice.
Not that Clarice.
She thinks I'm cute. One. Randy Quaid played what character in the Vacation movies? Cousin Eddie.
Oh my God! I'm so mad that I forgot that one.
It's the 60 seconds goes by so quickly. I get it. I understand. Don't feel bad. What traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant? This is kind of depressing. It's mistletoe.
Kiss the mistletoe.
I know, but it's just it's associated.
Let's go kiss under the parasite.
All right, next.
Jingle Bells was the Christmas carol that became the first song ever broadcast from space. Flick in A Christmas Story got his tongue stuck to the ice pole.
Yeah, it wasn't Ralphie.
Santa's super sled engine was called in Elf the Kringle 3000.
You'd have to be an Elf fanatic to know that one.
That's a tough one.
I know.
My wife knows it.
Yeah, we call
Super Smart. And last one.
Twas the Night Before Christmas was originally published under A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Oh, man.
But we're not that bad. We're not that grinchy because we have something, right?
Well, first, Tara, I have a bonus question.
Oh, what's that?
Okay.
Who leaves the door open in the North Pole when he leaves the misfits behind him?
Oh, no.
That's something to think about.
I know what he looks like.
I'm going to give you some homework.
Does he have a red nose?
Does he have a red nose, Bob?
Yeah, a little red.
Bob's obsessed with this scene.
It's Rudolph. You got it. Shut the door behind you.
Oh, my God.
He was raised in a barn.
He was raised in a barn. Anyway, Tara, you got a $100.99 restaurants gift card.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you.
Isn't that good? Still looking for the perfect gift. Everybody go to 99 Restaurant. Gift cards are great for last-minute shoppers. Hey, every $25 you purchase, they'll give you a $5 bonus card for yourself.
That's awesome.
Okay, the 99, always the real deal. Tara, have a great Christmas, okay?
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, all the stuff.
Yep. Don't worry, nobody heard you. Nobody.
Think of all we learned today.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Bye, Tara.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Touchdown, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Football Friday with Scott Solak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings Coin Toss during Saturday's game. That's tomorrow night, 4:30. And visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Good morning, Zoe.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing good. Last show of the year for us. When's your last show?
Today. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
boy. Zoe's going to rip it up.
We got some nachos down here.
What are you doing?
What?
Don't mention the nachos.
What? We weren't supposed to tell them we have nachos?
You really have nachos?
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Drive safely.
Like that con queso cheese dip?
It's got that. It's really good. It's from King's.
It doesn't have any of that stuff.
We got guacamole.
Yeah.
It's all good. Stop by. We'll save you some. All right, good.
Yeah, grab some cerveza on the way in.
All right, here we go. We have a 4:30 game tomorrow on the Sports Hub. So, Scott, who got robbed the most with no Pro Bowl? Was it Tom Brady, Edelman, or Van Noy? Who got jobbed there?
I think you take a quarter and flip it between Edelman and Van Noy. Oddly, I mean, it doesn't seem like it because of the lack of the big plays down the field, but Edelman statistically is having his best year as a pro, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Van Noy's been all over the place this year. He really deserved to go.
I mean,
problem with the Pro Bowl, it's a popularity vote. You know, so the players vote on it. I just think they're sick of seeing these guys win and being around it, putting all those guys in. Like 12 Ravens made it. So.
12 Ravens. Wow.
12.
That's like a flock of Ravens.
I think that's in the 12 Days of Christmas song.
It's an exaltation.
A lot of bird poop everywhere.
All right, what do you think? So Buffalo, are they legit this year? Is Josh Allen legit?
Well, their defense is damn good. They're really good. Probably the best defense we saw all year. They're the first team that ran the ball against us, but I think Allen's the problem with them. if you had to pick any of these teams potentially being in the playoffs that the defense would want to play against, I would think it'd be Josh Allen, just because you know where he's going to be in the pocket.
All arm, no brain.
No, I'm not going to say that. I agree with you.
Don't say it, but he agrees. Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know what? He's set. Okay, give us the score, Scott.
Ooh, it's a tough one. I'm going 23-16, Pat.
Okay.
Hey, and close. Just because we're not going to speak to you next week,
yeah,
are we going to have a problem with Miami?
Better not.
I mean, that's not going to happen again, what happened, you know, before, right? That crazy
no,
Miami
no, we'll
game.
Never let that happen.
Well, we can call you. We can call you next week. We'll do the home version if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay,
yes.
LBF's got...
I won't pick up.
No, I know you won't. You don't pick up now until we had nachos.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, LBF, what do you got for Zolak today?
Okay, I have Christmas-themed questions for you, but the first one I want to know is that name something about Christmas that most people like, but you can't stand.
Oh, my God, that stupid, ugly sweater swap thing.
Right? I'm with you.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants to put on an ugly sweater and walk around? It's not funny. It's not attractive.
Retire it.
Mm-mm. All right.
I agree.
He feels very strongly about that.
Okay.
I like that.
What else you got?
Okay, what's your go-to Christmas movie?
Oh, God, Vacation. Anytime it's on.
Really?
She's never seen it.
I've never seen it.
Tell her why she should see it.
What the hell? How did you not see that?
I don't know. It just kind of happened, you know. Like,
don't tell me you're like a Christmas Story or.
I like A Christmas Story. My favorite Christmas movie is The Family Stone. Have you ever seen it? It's really good.
I like
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh God! Anything in black and white, it doesn't hold my attention.
You need lots of shiny colors and things like that.
I need stupidity, funny. I need bright. Bright colors.
He's like a
that.
Hallmark movie guy.
Yeah, I think he is.
You like Hallmark?
You know what? Mm. Don't laugh. We'll turn one of those on for 5 minutes. Next thing you know, 45 minutes went by because you got stuck on a channel.
And you got amnesia.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. You know what? I know. It kind of ropes you in.
I knew it.
Oh, that's right. Funny. You like he's got a nice sweater.
All right, the game
is scarf.
It's so cheesy and dumb, and like no town exists like that, you know?
No. Right. Yeah. No one has that perfect snow.
Yeah, I know.
Scarves. So funny. That's all right, funny. The game is 4:30 tomorrow on the Sports Hub. Zolbe calling the action live. Go Pats. Hey, thank you. It's been great having you on this year, Scott. We appreciate it. Hopefully we'll get into the playoffs with you, okay?
Hell yeah, Bob. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
Come get these nachos.
Awesome. Thanks,
Bob. Sounds good. I'll see you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Are you afraid he's going to just go through those nachos?
Yes. Yes, I actually am, Bob.
What was I thinking?
There's no greater threat to those nachos than
Scott Zolak.
He's a deep threat.
From my cold, dead fingers.
That'll be fun to see. Film that, Brian.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. The Boss and Merry Christmas. Okay. Oh, this is great. Listen to that background. Sounds
fire
familiar.
Going too, Bob.
Oh, we got fire.
You hear
so
the crackling
nice.
Fire?
I do.
In the background?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It's our first ever WROR Morning Show Christmas gift swap.
Okay.
Well, it's not swap. It's just a giving.
Okay, we're just giving gifts.
That's what we're doing.
It's the basics.
Okay. So,
all right. You go first.
Brian, do you want me to go first? All right. So, this is from Brian Bell.
Okay.
I'll open the card later if that's
sure.
Fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How exciting. Are we on?
Don't shake
it. I'm not. I'm just holding up to the card.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. I'm so excited. Our first ever.
You guys are really the only gifts I've gotten so far.
Oh, no.
I still should buy some for my family.
Oh, boy. Do I need scissors? Is something going to pop out of this? Because it looks a little tricky. Go ahead.
All right. So it's a box. I was going to describe.
Oh, thank you, Brian. It's a
white
box. I'm opening it up.
It's got styrofoam in it, so it means it's breakable.
Boy, you made it.
And then.
Boy, it just keeps giving.
Yeah, well, you know.
And then there's paper.
Oh, my goodness. It's a Hallmark Christmas.
Let me see
package.
That.
Hold on.
Oh, it's a Hallmark Christmas dish towel.
Got a dish towel, Brian.
Oh my God!
Hallmark T-shirt.
Do you know what's so
hold
funny?
That up.
Hallmark.
What does it say?
It says. Read it for
Hallmark
me.
Hallmark movie. Hero.
Oh, that's great.
That's right.
That is fantastic. That's you know what?
There's one more thing.
Wait a minute. Oh no.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's
it's a scarf.
Nice Christmas.
The Hallmark movie scarf.
Is it?
Look at that.
Okay.
You look good.
Look at that.
You
look
have
at
made
that.
It.
Thank you, Brian and Mrs. Bell. All right. So I have. Right.
Do you want to open? Do you want to?
No. Okay. Let's go ahead. LBF,
this
open
is
that.
Brian?
That's from Brian. Go
okay.
ahead.
So this is nicely this is wrapped, exciting. Brian. Mm. Oh, it's also, I needed some scissors.
Oh, I need scissors. Brian is
I'm
into
a very good wrap.
Into, yeah.
I'm not. You'll okay. notice that very soon.
Okay.
Oh, careful. All right. Oh, hey, heavens.
That's, hear the fire oh, crackling at, behind us. What'd you get, LBF? Open
okay,
it up.
Okay, I'm getting to it. First,
oh, yep.
I have a,
uh-huh.
It? It's a.
White tissue. What is it?
I don't know. What
it's,
is this?
It's the gift of good lighting for selfies.
Oh, it is?
Is that
oh,
what that is?
Oh, because he knows how bad I look in pictures.
No, you
need
look
every
great.
Little bit
oh,
of
it. Oh, my gosh. God. It's like a camera. Oh, no, this is... Oh, hot sauce. Oh, this is terrific.
You got hot sauce.
Opa's I'm going to go put sauce. Them on my
okay.
nachos.
Yeah, we and we have nachos here.
And go. I got...
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Let me see. This little notebook that nice. Says, Books I've Read, A Reader's Journal.
You read books. But can't remember which
it's
one.
It's really tiny.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Because I,
hold
you
it up
know
to
what?
The camera.
You know why he got this for me? Because I read books and then I forget I read them.
Ah. All right. Where you got, Brian, you have a present over there?
Sure.
Is that, who's that from me?
I don't know.
No, that's from me.
That's from you. Okay.
Yep.
What do you got?
Good. Okay.
All right. Let's see. Wow, oh. I like this one. I'm going for the brown paper bag.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Hey, it's hot sauce.
Wait, the price tag's still on there.
That's from LBF.
All right.
Okay, hot okay. sauce.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, my God.
It's a wacky hat. What is that?
It's beer oh, drinking season.
It's beer drinking hat and socks.
That is so mm-hmm. cute.
I love socks.
There you go.
All right. Hold it up to the camera. Mm.
That's another.
Yeah, you got
sauce.
Some hot sauce. You guys.
It's the hottest sauce ever.
Ooh, hottest sauce
what's it
ever.
Called?
And, all right.
uh-huh.
The Instant Pot Bible.
He's really having some troubles with his Instant
I'm not,
Pot.
He loves the Instant Pot.
No, I hate the Instant Pot at this point because I cannot find anything that it makes that's
okay.
any good.
That's
so.
Chock full
that,
of
that
recipes.
Is awesome. Try that.
All right, so let's see. What else? Who's next? Cody, could you bring LBF? Well, LBF, you got a present right there for me. You want to open that up?
All right.
That,
all right. I know, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We could just keep going on Facebook.
I know.
The
that's true.
You want to do that?
Under traffic while I open this up?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
Oh. It's hard to. Your
my
wife did
wrapped
a beautiful
it.
Job wrapping. She went.
Nuts all right, just
with
open
the,
that up and we're good to go.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It feels like booze.
It's booze.
It feels
oh,
like booze.
That's awesome. Tequila ooh, and.
Yep.
Two margarita glasses. You know, Bob, yep. I don't have any margarita glasses.
Are you serious?
Glasses.
These yeah. are from Mexico.
Are they are?
All right.
They're beautiful.
Well, enjoy
thank
those
you.
In your bar. I got you two, one for you and one for Dave.
Oh, it's the one for my boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
Got to bring his own.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.